Like many regional areas, Western Queensland hasn't been left untouched by ice. It's a problem small towns in Western Queensland fear they're ill-equipped to deal with. In Charleville, residents say the use of ice is becoming more common, and some believe it will only get worse as the local economy suffers because of drought. Young Aboriginal people are especially vulnerable, many of whom are unemployed and gripped by poverty. The region has no dedicated drug rehabilitation services for them, and they have to be sent to larger cities, dislocating them from their families and support structures. Michael Edwards has this report from Charleville.
The main street of Charleville is quiet on a midweek night. Only a few teenagers are hanging around. They don't seem to have much to do. When you talk to them, the topic turns quickly to the problems faced by young people in small towns, especially the scourge of drugs, namely ice.
I could probably make a phone call right now and get you some.
They tell me ice use is rampant amongst young people in Charleville and its surrounding districts. Even if they don't use it themselves, they have friends who do.
Like, there's a few people I've seen that, since I'm still in high school, where they were and now where they are now, and they're just completely different.
Ice has become a major problem in many regional centres across the country. It's no different in southwest Queensland. Drought has hit the local economy hard, jobs are drying up, and locals fear ice will tear through the community.
At the moment, in a community like this, it's very, very depressed because of the drought, and there's not a lot of money around, and once you get ice into a community like this, it destroys a lot of whatever's left.
Arrests in Queensland for methamphetamine-related offences have risen in the last 2 years.
Last night, the local police addressed community concerns about ice at a forum in Charleville. Information was provided on the risks associated with ice and how to help if a family member starts using the drug. Senior Constable Sarah Grayson is the District Crime Prevention Coordinator in Charleville.
So it's a whole package really of devastation. It's not just, oh, the one person is taking ice and they're addicted. It's affecting everybody around them.
Police say most of the drugs are produced outside the region and smuggled in. They've stepped up their drug interdiction strategies and have made stopping the flow of drugs into the local area a priority. But they say a purely law and order approach won't work. They've recently been awarded a government grant to set up a series of activities for young people in the area. These include sports, theatre, and community awareness programs about the dangers of drugs.
Yeah, it's not just about locking them up. We don't want to just put everybody in the watch house at the end of the day. It'd be far better to divert them away from that avenue.
Local Aboriginal leaders say ice is hitting their community hard. Children as young as 10 are said to be using it. William Conlon is a counsellor at Kwasich, an Aboriginal health service in the Charleville area.
It's doing emotional damage to our children and to our young clients. They don't communicate with our community or their families, and so they're isolated. Isolation means it turns into mental health problems. Mental health turns into legal actions, and we don't want that for our community.
Most young Aboriginals with drug problems have to be sent away to larger cities to access rehabilitation services. According to William Conlon, this creates its own problems.
If we send one of our community members away, they go away by themselves. They have no family supports, have no community supports. And that's very important to Indigenous people in this community. So if our people are being sent away, is it the best sort of treatment for our people? Not really.
William Conlon, a councillor at Kwasich, ending that report by Michael Edwards.